Still, I can't help feeling a little
worried
or a little
concerned.
Or you wouldn't feel easy about it. You say you felt. What would be the opposite of easy? You say you felt
hard.
And
I wouldn't say that though.
Well, what about you in before? You say you felt
uneasy. Oh, uneasy, uneasy.
Would you say that?
Yeah.
And someone else would say, well, they'll be home all right. Just don't
worry.
And a child might say, I'm not going to go upstairs in the dark. I'm
scared.
And you say, I don't see why she's scared of the dark now. She
is getting older.
Or if she had never been scared before, you say she
never was.
Or use an expression, used to be. You say she.
She used to be brave.
Or
used to be
what's
unafraid.
What's the opposite of used to be? You say she
never was.
But would you say she used it to be or didn't used to be? Or
no, I'd say never was.
Okay. And someone who leaves a lot of money on the table, then goes outside and doesn't even bother to lock the door. You'd say they shouldn't be so
careless.
And someone who makes up his own mind and then you can't argue with him. He's going to do things his way.
Bullheaded.
Okay. And someone that you can't joke with without him losing his temper.
Touchy.
Okay. And you say, I was just kidding him. I didn't know he'd get so
angry or mad or riled up.
And if someone's about to lose their temper, you might tell them to just
cool it.
Or just keep
calm.
Hmm?
Calm.
Say the whole thing. Just
keep calm. Just keep calm.
And you had been working very hard. You'd say you were very
tired.
What other expression for tired?
Beat. Tired out.
Okay, and you're just completely
worn out.
And if a person had been well, then suddenly you hear that they have some disease, you'd say, well, yesterday they were fine. When was it that they
got sick?
And if a person went outside in bad weather and came in with sneezing and everything, you say he went out in the rain and he
caught cold.
And if you do that, you have
cough.
A
cough. You have a cough.
And if you have a cold and you can't talk right, you sound a little
Stuffed up.
Or your throat would be a little
hoarse.
And if you normally went to bed at 10 o'clock and one night you stayed up until 1, by that time you'd be feeling pretty
tired.
Or you'd want to go
sleepy. Sleepy.
Did you ever say drowsy?
Yeah, I guess so, maybe.
What's the difference? Have you?
Well, I'd say it was meant pretty much the same thing.
And you say, at 6 o'clock in the morning, I'm going to
get up.
Well, before you get up.
Wake up.
Hmm?
Wake up.
And you say, he's still sleeping. You better go in there and
wake him up.
And if you can't hear anything at all, you say that you're
deaf.
And if a man had been out working in the sun and he takes off his shirt and it's all wet, he'd say, look how much I
sweated.
And a sore that comes to a head is called
A boil.
And the stuff that drains out.
Pus.
What about out of a blister?
I don't know what you'd call that. It's fluid or something.
And if a person got shot or stabbed, you'd have to get a doctor to look at the
wound.
And sometimes the wound won't heal back right. You get sort of a skinless growth around it.
Scar.
It doesn't scar up like this. It doesn't. Before it.
Let's see.
Do you ever hear some kind of flesh? Plowed flesh or proud flesh?
No.
And if you had a cut on your finger, a brown liquid medicine that stings, you could put on it.
Brown?
Yeah, it stings a lot.
Like iodine?
Okay. And what's a real bitter medicine people used to take?